Blog Talk Radio.
You still mad at him? You still mad at your family?
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Jay. I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than Bishop Hurricane Johnson, who will be in momentarily. But I stopped by to let you know that God is truly amazing. He has done great things for us. He's doing some awesome things in the life of the ministry. Amen. And the man of God, we are taking on, amen, the vision. We are taking on the vision very strong. I mean, there is something inside us so strong that is pushing us to go forward, amen, like never before, because we are anointed for this. The man of God has been anointed to carry out the vision that God has given him for this season. And so, therefore, we have two churches already, and both churches are doing well and moving on according to the plan and the vision, and we're excited about it. Remember, we are one church, but two locations, and God has been truly amazing. We're in the CYL Ministries at the Marriott, the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then the other location is in Deerfield Beach. That's 100 Fairway Drive, Deerfield Beach, Florida. We're right in the DoubleTree Hotel. As a matter of fact, both churches will be having service tonight. The Monday night special is still going on. And so we thank God for what he is doing in our lives. Amen. It continues the Monday night plus prayer. We're doing prayer at 7 p.m. at the DoubleTree Hotel, 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. We are praying for our city. We are praying for our leaders. We are praying for our churches. We are praying for individual needs. So those of you that need prayer or would love to be a part of the prayer, head on down to the DoubleTree Hotel, 100 Fairway Drive in Fort Lauderdale, in Deerfield Beach, Florida, sorry. That's 33441 in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Prayer starts promptly at 7 p.m., and we will be praying for one solid hour in our prayer meeting. And then at 8 p.m., service starts in both locations. And so we thank God for what he's doing in our midst, amen, and through the Monday night special. I know that there is a word from the Lord for you. Just to do a recap on last evening's service on yesterday, we had a wonderful time in God at both locations. You know, God is amazing, I mean, because he is preaching and teaching the same thing, and people are getting happy about what they're hearing, and they're going forth in God like never before. And so we're excited about that too. We are just doing whatever God has anointed us to do, because we want all of what God has for us, and we want to give all of what God has to the people of God. So we thank God for using us in this particular season to be able to minister to the body of Christ. We all know that our bishop and prophet, Bishop Harry King Johnson, is the bishop. He is a bishop to the body of Christ, not just for, but he is the bishop to the body of Christ, meaning this man of God go outside of the four walls to mentor, to lead, to advise, come on somebody, to speak God's word, hallelujah, to encourage, amen, to bring forth deliverance and salvation and healing to the body of Christ. And so we thank God for that. Right now, we are just gonna go forth because the man of God is gonna come on soon, and he's gonna tell you exactly what will be happening on tonight at the Changing Your Life Ministries, Life Changing Ministries, at the Monday night special. This is Pastor Jay. I'm going to leave you with these words as I back out. Hope need not die, because help is on the way. Stay tuned.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful, and thank you, Pastor Jay. I'm honored for the fact of being able to serve all of you out there in these surrounding areas. Now, let me share this with you for tonight. The Monday night special will continue. It continues in Fort Lauderdale and Bellevue Beach, Florida. Now, people are preparing for it, but I need you to be a part of the different ones that will consider, amen, coming out on tonight. Now, it's not just a thought. It is an unction. When you feel, amen, the power of God on your life so strongly, and it is left the stages of thoughts. Now is unction. And I know within your heart there is an unction. God is, amen, leading you to the place of your victory, leading you to the place of your, amen, victory and overcoming. And so, those of you that are listening to me, this is what I want you to do. Take down this address. Address is 2440 Westside Discreet Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The service starts at 8 p.m. That's the address where I am. You just go, amen, come to 2440 Westside Discreet Road. The code is 33309, right here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I want you to come to be a part of this great service. Now, if you're out of town and you're visiting, and some of you are coming from north, I want you to write this address down. 100 Fairway Drive, Deerfield Beach, Florida. All right? 100 Fairway Drive, Deerfield Beach, Florida. Now, the service in both locations starts at 8 p.m. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that there is a word in store for you, because I've been dealing with praise the last couple of weeks. On Thursday night, we deal with the anointing. On Sunday morning, I just allow God to minister to me. Amen. And I give the people just what they need. Oh, but on Monday, I deal with praise. And I'm sharing with you from yesterday's scripture and text. He said, we're not passing through the world. But now pass it through the water. When you go through those areas in your life where it seems like you barely make it, you know, you're barely making it, and you don't have the adequate funds or the adequate, amen, things, amen, to keep things going, then I'm here to tell you that God said these words, I will be with thee. That's the observation. There's an answer. You say, when I pass through the water, God said, I'll be with you. And then he says, when you go through the fire, God is speaking to say, I will be with you. Now, do you know what kind of endowment that was to even call somebody man of God, a woman of God? Or the Lord said that he's going to do this this time. Do you understand what type of, amen, impact that had in the Bible days? If they sit in the Bible days, people will go crazy. I'm telling you right now, inside of 48 hours, God is going to release
breakthroughs in your life within 48 hours. Don't release breakthroughs in your life. So listen to me carefully. I want you to make it your plans and must get there. Amen. The service on tonight, because I know it's going to bless you. And as I shared with you on yesterday, I talked a little while from Isaiah, because he deals with them and say when you pass through the waters, they won't overtake you, and go through the flood, they won't overtake you. And when you go through the fire, it won't overtake you. And I told him, I said, I want to explain, amen, why it won't overtake you. Why when you go through these things, you're going to be all right. I want to explain to you why. Well, the first verse of Isaiah 51 says, he is the Lord, amen, that created us. Number one, he wouldn't be no us. It has nothing to do with your mother or your father. There would be no us if God had not created us. So he says, I created you. And then the Lord says, however your formation is, whether you're short, whether you're tall, whether you, amen, got beautiful big eyes or beautiful small eyes, or whether you got a beautifully big head or a beautifully small head, y'all ain't saying it to me. It doesn't matter what condition that you are in. It doesn't matter. He says, I created you, and then I formed you. I formed you. So, in other words, I called you your name before your parents even called you anything. Before they called you anything, he said, I had already formed you. I had already formed you. And then he says, I called thy name. I called you forth. I called you forth with the ability that you have. The reason why the enemy is trying to stop you and block you, because he knows that I called you forth. Creation didn't stop there, not for mankind. God was trying to let us know through Isaiah the prophet that he had already called us by name. I need you to swallow that, because it's going to get us to our next verses. Now, God called us by name, so he knows us better than we know ourselves. And you have to understand that God knows you better than you know yourself, because the other point that I mentioned is every time you comb your hair, every time, male or female, female rather, male or female, every time you comb your hair and a string of hair even drops off or you lose hair, heaven keeps count of how many hairs are on your head. Heaven keeps count of that. And there's nothing else on this earth, nobody else on this earth that have knowledge of me more than God. Nobody on this earth have knowledge of you more than God himself. And so at that point, heaven is keeping tabs on the strings of hair, amen, that the follicles that have died or that are just, you know, loose or falling out. It doesn't matter, because God was keeping tabs. If you had 83,692, then you got 82,000. Are you listening to me? Because every time you would lose something, God would, amen, step in and, amen, oversee it. He says, I created you, I formed you, and then I called you by name. I called you by name. Listen to me very, very carefully. He called you by name, by your very name. So there'd be no mistake. And this calling sometimes was exterior, then his calling was interior. In other words, amen, one part of the definition of call thee by name, call, mean that he tried to reach you. God himself said, I wanted to reach you. There was some talk that I heard for you, but I called you by name. We are familiar with each other. You're used to me calling you. Listen to me very carefully. All of you out there, I want you to know that God knows your name, all right? But that's why when you go through the fire and the flood, amen, it won't harm you. That's number one, God knows your name. Number two is he's the one that formed you, all right? All right? And then number three is he's the one that created you. And then he says in the last two, that we belong to him. Now, I called you by name before I called you Bishop. I'd already called you Greg. Before I called you Hurricane, I had already called you Greg. So your position and the calling don't mean anything, because I already called you by name. From the foundation of the earth, I named everything there was. Now, we've gotten past that. He says, I created you. That's why you're going to be all right if you go through the fire and the flood and the water. He says, number two, I created you. I formed you. Then number three, I called you by name. And then he shares these words, that we belong to him. That's what he says. And he says, furthermore, you belong to me. So being the fact that you belong to me, I'm not going to let nothing separate you from me. Being the fact that you belong to me, not just the fact that I created you or formed you, but nothing by any means shall overtake you. Very carefully, whatever you do, don't miss this service. I can live with those terms. And I need you to live with it. I can live with those terms. The reason why I'm going to get through the flood, get through the fire, get through the water, is because God said I belong to him. And before he let me fall, before he let me die, he'll create another way in the midst of this trouble. He will create another way. Listen to me carefully, all of you out there. I know that the Lord, amen, has instructed me to invite you. I know that without a shadow of doubt. I want you to make it your plans and must to be with us as we continue, amen, our series on praise, and as we continue, amen, what God has given. Now, this Friday, I want you to be prepared to meet me, the prophet of Jackie Akins. Amen. Location, we're looking forward to a great time. That service is really going to be, amen, a powerful service on Friday. You can't miss that. It's going to be a powerful service. I can tell you that now. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a powerful service. I don't know whether you ever been in one of my services or whether you've been in one recently. If you wasn't, then that's good, but I tell you what, it's going to be a powerful, powerful service. God is going to move like never before. He's going to move like never before. So I need you to get ready for what the Spirit of God is doing. Get ready for what God is doing. Are you listening, Jimmy? Get ready for what God is doing. So this Friday, I'm going even to be ministering for our beloved sister, Prophetess Jackie Akins. Amen. Just a wonderful, wonderful sibling of the gospel. And just we adore her ministry. And we're going over there, amen, to be a blessing to the church. And amen, to give the word and just, amen, let God have his way. You know, every time I go over there, amen, she treats me like it's almost I'm her bishop. Amen. She treats me like she understands, amen, the suffering and the longevity of the ministry that, you know, I'm in. And, you know, just appreciative. That's why Jesus told the people, say, leave Mary alone. Leave the woman alone. When she was anointing them, to leave her alone, because she understands, amen, the work of ministry. She understands this. Jesus said she's doing this to my memorial. But in other words, she understands the work of ministry. Understand, anybody understand ministry, understand how to treat a pastor. So we'll be going over there on this Friday. We got a great, great, great week, amen, set aside for you. As I told you, I had a great time on yesterday. I was able to hit both locations. I went to Deerfield, amen, Sunday morning, and I think that's going to be my hideout place. Sunday morning, I went to Deerfield Sunday morning, and then around about 11:45, I shot on over to Fort Lauderdale so that I can minister. And I didn't want to leave Deerfield. Got to Fort Lauderdale and prayed for some people. And I mean, the more prayed for, the more, amen, kept coming. I mean, just the power of God fell in that service. Now, I'm looking for something to happen on tonight. Looking for something to happen on tonight. And all I want you to do is make it your plan for us to be a part of this great supernatural service. Now, the Lord says you belong to him. Before my final statement, the Lord said you belong to him. Before you turn in the towel, amen, before, amen, you do anything, before you go any further, amen, in your thought pattern, Pastor Jay, get ready. Before you do anything, amen, before you try to bring some type of resolve, amen, before you sit there and figure things out, and first of all, his ways are not your way. His thoughts are not your thoughts. I know his ways are not our ways, because we would not have created the heaven and earth the way he did it. You know, we would have tried to make mankind first. And some of us, we'd have been floating out there in space. Amen. If it had been left up to us, we'd have made man first. And we'd have made a bunch of men and a bunch of women, you know. And then we'd have made houses for you. Houses and cars. We've been floating up in space. Amen. Our ways are not his ways. God knows exactly what he's doing. We would command the flowers with no seed. We'd command the apple tree with no seed. We just had a bunch of, you can tell man, amen, I think, because we got seedless watermelons, seedless apples, seedless, amen, this, and seedless that. What else we got seedless? Okay, seedless grapes, you know. All these things, seedless, God said, the reason why I put seeds in them so you can get some more. But oh, no. We would have had seedless watermelons floating up there in space. And before you know it, we'd ate that and that would have been it. But thank God, amen, we follow after him. Thank God, God is God. And he don't need nobody else. So listen to me very carefully. If you're at the place where you're trying to figure stuff up and don't know what's going on, and you can't draw no conclusion for it, that's the time to lift your hands up, glory to God, and throw your head back and say, Lord, I praise you. And I'm going to praise you through this. Yes, sir. I'm going to praise you through this particular place where I am in my life. Because if you brought me here, if you was God enough to bring me here, you God enough to get me out. All right? All right, so listen, I'm out of here. Pastor G is going to close it off. And I want y'all to be there tonight. Make sure you're there tonight at the Monday Night Special, okay? My name is Miss Mary Jane Johnson. Leave with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.
For the announcement and the word that you shared on today, you've got to be there. The man of God wants to see you. I know that there is a word from the Lord for those that will dare to come. Both locations tonight. Both locations. Press start. At prayer start promptly, amen, at 7 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel, 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. That's at Life Changing International Ministries. 7 p.m. we start our prayer meeting, amen, and we pray for one soul an hour, presenting the needs of the people, the needs of the church, our leaders, amen. Tonight we're our target prayer will be announced as you come in. Amen. At 7 p.m. This is in the hands of Minister Sister Candace. Amen. Who's doing a wonderful job with the prayer. And then at 8 p.m. we start our service there at Life Changing International Ministries in Deerfield Beach. 8 p.m. same time. Our headquarters church will start at the 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, our Florida location. If you that are in the surrounding areas, just come, be blessed. Come and hear the word of God. Come and let God do what he said he's going to do. You heard the man of God, glory be to God, telling you, bidding you to come. Do it. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Do it. Amen. Some of you ain't doing nothing no out tonight. Come on down. Make a change in your life. Do something out of the norm. Do something different on a Monday night. Show up to the Monday Night Special. You will be blessed. I promise you, you would not regret that you came, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon the man of God that is preaching the Word of God. The Spirit of the Lord is in Deerfield Beach. Amen. As we preach the Word of God. So you are now you are now informed about what's going on, and it's going to take you now to get there. The word is out. All it does now is it's going to take you to move on what you have just heard and come for your miracle, your healing, your breakthrough. On yesterday, we preached a word in Deathfield Beach. I want it all back. Those of you that want it all back, you got to come. Come to the prophet. Glory be to God. Let him give you directions and instructions. Amen. Via the Holy Spirit. This is so great. This is so great. I felt such an anointing because somebody out there need direction. Amen. You trying to pack your bag right now to get out of town because you feel as if you could just leave this city, everything would be all right. But how many of you know that trouble is a spirit? Oh, my God. It will come wherever you are. Come on now. So you need directions from the Lord. Amen. You have to sought after God now. You have to inquire after God now. Amen. And you have to encourage yourself, not yourself by doing the things that you normally do, but encourage yourself in God. So come on down and hear the word of God and let God just do what he want to do, what he predestined to do in your life. Remember this thing? This is a fixed fight, man. What are you getting all hype about? This is a fixed fight. You already won. And that's why you don't need to be so heated and so worried, amen, about what you're worried about because you victory is yours. It belongs to you. You are the victor, not the victim. Come on, somebody. Don't let the enemy make you out to be a POW, a prisoner of war. You are the victor, not the victim. So come on down. Let the man of God impart, amen, this victory message in your spirit so that you can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Come on down to the Deathfield Beach area where Pastor Jay can impart this victory message into your spirit so that you can leave with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. My time is up, but listen to me very carefully. You got to make it up. The Doubletree Hotel, 100 Fairway Drive, Deathfield Beach, Florida, 41, and then at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip it 33309. God is truly amazing. See you there. God bless. We're going to leave you with these words. Like the bishop, the prophet, the man of God, the Reverend Dr. Harrington Johnson always say, hope need not die because help is on the way. God bless you.